Hello!
And welcome to Steve and Roland's Beer Podcast.
Number 191.
191. Anything interesting you can tell me about that number, Stephen?
Funnily enough, there is. I've done my research. And 191 is the emergency number for the police in Ghana.
There you are. That's all the facts you're going to learn today.
It's a fact.
We like the facts.
And if you're ever in Ghana and you need the police and you're going 999 no, and you go 111 and now you go 191.
You're going to be glad that you listened to us.
Glad that you listened to us, as you'll be the only person
we'll
that ever
is. We'll be saving lives.
We will be saving lives. How was last week? I haven't listened to it. I apologise. I normally do, but I just uploaded it and didn't.
We absolutely did not say anything bad about you.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying?
All the terrible things. You're not appreciated. Gary's liked much more than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to replace you full time with him.
That shit happens, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm fine. Particularly if the beers don't get better soon. I'm very happy for him to take
that was
the
a
bullet.
Harsh one. I think I enjoyed the Gun Brewery last week. Yeah. One we've had before. And another one we've had before this week. Orbit.
We've had the beer or we've had
we've
the
had the brewery. It was new, their alt beer we had last time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Kolsch. Well, no, it's not a Kolsch. It's a Köln-style beer.
Mm.
They're not allowed to call it a Kolsch. It's one of those ones. You're only allowed to call it a Kolsch if it's actually brewed in Köln.
Oh, God.
So, since it isn't, it's just a beer in that style.
Oh, okay. Mm. We should talk about branding, first of all.
We should.
I'm currently... So... I turned 40 a couple of years ago.
Very discreetly.
It's a shock, isn't it? My sister bought me a book, which is something to do with midlife crises, because that's what she does. And apparently what you do in a midlife crisis is you take away the convenient form of listening to your music. So Spotify, I have Spotify. I like Spotify, I listen to it a lot.
Yes.
I am a very keen user. I'm not sponsored by them, but if they wish to sponsor me, that would be wonderful. But I'm now going through the whole thing of replacing my entire collection of CDs and my access to every single record that's virtually ever been made, apart from Stockaken and Waterman. Stockaken and Waterman are not on Spotify.
Spotify, get on that.
Yeah, I was looking for Rick Astley, Hold Me In Your Arms the other day.
Nobody's ever searched for it before.
No, and it wasn't there. And I was also looking for a Sunita song. Not Sunita. It's Sonia.
I changed my mind. Spotify,
I'm never gonna stop loving you, no matter what you say.
Spotify, I salute you.
So... anyway, and what you do when you hit your 40s is you take all that convenience away of a CD and digital music and you buy everything on vinyl. And I'm currently going through buying my entire favourite records ever on vinyl. And I love the vinyl record on it, but I love the bottle top even more. There was a point to this. It's a little thing from the record.
Yeah,
I love that. I love it. Well done, Orbit.
Orbits have got a theme, a bit of a musical theme, and I do... love the branding, actually.
Yeah, no, I really like... And I like the name, funnily enough, as well, because it reminds me of my mate in France.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, who I haven't seen for a while, and I really wish I had, so I'm missing him a bit now, so it's made me feel a bit sad. But I can go to France soon and see him and eat all the nice food and drink all the lovely wine, so I'm happy again. No, I like the branding. I think it's very distinct. It's very smart, and, thumbs up. A little bit too much text on the side.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I quite like the text on the other side, which is the 1.6 units, and, you know, it's kind of like ingredients I like, water, barley, wheat, hops, yeast. I love it.
And we've said it before, I'm sure, but I like the bottle shape. As a home brewer, I always look out for interesting bottles because I want to stick my stuff into something nice, and I like the fact it's just that little bit different.
I'm just going to take that clip of you. I like to put my things into something nice, yeah? And I'm just going to use that in other places, Roland, if that's okay. So tell me a little bit about the style. What should I expect?
Kolsch is one of those kind of something and nothing styles because it's named after the beers from Köln. And... they kind of taste a bit like a lager.
Kiln.
I'm not going to try and get
like
the pronunciation right.
Kiln.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of taste a bit like a lager, but they're made using an ale yeast. Hmm. So it's often described as being kind of partway between the two because it's a top fermenting yeast, so it's an ale. But in terms of flavour, it tends to be that kind of clean.
And is it lagered?
Yeah, they'll still put it into the lagering process. They'll still do lots of stuff like you would for a lager. It's just it's slightly cooler temperature as well than most ale yeasts. So you get a lot of that kind of flavours halfway between the two, generally.
Before I took a sip, I've just had a niff. And the niff for me smells like stale beer in a carpet in a bit of a grim pub. I'm hoping it doesn't taste like that.
Well,
but I really get that smell of like stale beer. But like particularly, you know the place you talked about.
I do.
Yeah. You go in and it just stinks of stale beer, and it does have that niff to it.
I haven't noticed it particularly, but I quite like the taste, I've got to admit. It is very much what it is, and I've had a couple of bottles of Kolsch's, and it's one of those ones that every time you talk to somebody who's been, they're going to go, oh yeah, you'll only really enjoy it if you have it in the city, fresh, and if you have it in bottle, it's never quite the same thing. So I've never been,
no,
but I've enjoyed them, but they've always been a little bit underwhelming.
I'm going to make Matt and Gordon put their hands on the head now and go, oh my God, we can't win. Because for me, this probably would have been better on a hot, sunny day. And we're currently on a cold, wet, grim day. And I think it is a beer that's very much... And we say to them, don't give us all stouts. So you're forgiven. Because it's good to mix it up. But I can imagine this could be very, very good on a hot, sunny day. And you've also chilled it as well. Which is... There's no point chilling it, you know.
No, I warmed it up by putting it in the fridge.
Yeah, it is. It is a warming up effect in our roastery here in Stafford to put it in the fridge. But, yeah, I mean...
This is a beer that, for me, definitely does suit that cooler.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it has to be. And for me, it's a very, very kind of like... You know, it's... If you hadn't told me it was from Colm style, I would be saying that this is just, you know, it's a solid lager. I like lagers. I don't think there's enough breweries doing good lagers.
No.
I would be very happy if more people embraced the whole lager thing.
And I think it's worth saying, this is a lager brewed pretty much how a lager should be brewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from a British brewery,
mm-hmm.
a London-based brewery. And there's not a crazy, oh, we've got to make it weird and different and...
No, I just want a normal lager. Yeah. Like, we've talked about it before on here, but Anarchy's lager, I enjoy very much because it's got a decent strength on it, so it makes it a little bit unusual. But actually, taste-wise, it's a good lager, you know? And I remember having one from, is it Sharps that's down in Cornwall? Is it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a decent lager from them before as well. And I mean, they're a pretty big brewery, I know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did a really good lager that I was quite impressed with a few years back. So I'm always on the search. I actually bought a case of the Sharps when I found it because it was like, oh, that's a good lager. I could stick in the fridge for a summer's day and sit in the garden and drink. And I did sit in the garden and drink them all. I think even sitting, I seem to remember.
Watching the football, the villain stereotypes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely rolling. I was... What's the word I'm looking for? I endured some commercial lager fairly recently because I get the football. You just reminded me I was at the football. And at the football, you know, you've got Carlin, you've got Tetley's, and you've got Strongbow Fruit. And I couldn't bring myself to do anything else but the lager. But the second drink I had in there was the Strongbow Fruit. because lagers are just so grim when they're wishy-washy. I mean, what's the percentage of this one?
I don't know, give me 1 second, that's a quick peer.
4.8. That surprised me because I felt it was above 5. Mm. It's got a good presence to it, and I'm pleased it's below because I don't want it to be above
but it still tastes like you've got the body to it.
Exactly.
And we do, the commercial lagers in this country I think are particularly bad.
Mm.
So we were in Kenya and I had some of the lager when we were there. Ah. It's not great, but it's not as bad as some of the stuff you can get here.
I kind of want to agree with you, Roland, but I can't because I've then drank said beer in this country and I don't think it's anything to do with it. The beer's
better. It's just
better.
In a nice place.
You're in a nice place with nice weather and lager suits that place very, very much.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I've done the same in, like, Brazil and Central America.
So your trips, you're going to have to export some Carling with you to one of these countries and try it out for us.
Yeah, I am. Interesting, while I was in Central America... There's a craft beer place opened in Nicaragua, in Managua.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't get a chance to go, but I got a chance to try one of the beers that was on one of the bars that was there. It wasn't great, but It was a start.
Nice.
Like, it was a crafty type beer. Oh, I can't call it craft. I'll call it what I want. It was a craft style. And I was talking to Eliane, who's our contact in Nicaragua, who helps us with the coffees. And she was saying there's more and more of that stuff happening.
Fantastic.
I thought that was very, very good. Did you see my bull's testicles as well?
I did, but you might as well share it with everyone else.
Yeah. I was in a restaurant and I was looking at the menu, and the two options were bull's testicles and there was something
tongue.
Else. Yeah, tongue.
I've definitely gone with the tongue.
Well, I thought tongue was a little bit safe, so I went with balls, and actually they were quite delicious.
You're the only man who said I thought tongue was a bit safe.
Yeah. No, well, they were actually very nice, but that's off the topic. Beer, do you want me to go first?
You can do if you're ready.
For me, it's nice to find a good lot. I don't think it's amazing. I would probably buy a few bottles of it. Just to stick in the fridge for those hot sunny days. So that means I obviously like it. I think it's got good body. I'm pleased it's under 5%. It tastes over 5%, which is good. Yeah. I don't mind them tasting over and then being a bit under. I do hate it when they're over and they taste under, because that sucks. So I like the branding. I like what they've done with this beer. I'm surprised. I didn't think I'd like it when I saw it. Nice. So I'm going to go 7.5.
Good. I've actually had this beer before, I'm pretty sure, along with some of their others. I do tend to pick them up when I see Orbit beers. I am a fan, and this one is, as I remembered it, very pleasant. As you say, the wrong kind of day to be drinking it, probably.
It's not the beer's fault, though, is it?
No, but I think it's a really nicely well-executed beer, very to style, and I enjoy it, so I'm going to go 8.
Do you know what? I don't normally like to. But I'm actually going to agree with you, and I'm going to change mine to 8 as well, because I think I'm being a bit mean, because I'm probably taking the half point off because it's not sunny weather, and if it was sunny weather, I would easily throw an 8 at it. So I'm
there going we to throw are. An 8 consensus well. Between us.
And we don't like consensus, but no. I'm actually doing it because I think that's probably fair. I would definitely check out more of their beers, and it got me a chance to talk about my vinyl collection. Right.
We should drink up and shut up.
I think we should. We are...